Action Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Pumpkin mango don't grow on the same tree. Pumpkin mango don't grow on the same tree. Same tree. Punk don't even grow on trees. So that mean you could never be like me.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 22nd of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And let me just tell y'all, the song you heard just now is supposed to be the theme song for my show, right? But the artist did hook up with one boy named Shine242. And they turned it into a classic before I could get any type of rights for the song. But it's taken me 3.5 years to get this young lady in studio with me this morning. And it is my pleasure to have as a guest Miss Valene Roll from the Spot 242. And from Impro Wives, along with a number of projects, including Shakespeare in Paradise, Small Tales. Val is one of our premier actresses, comedians, musicians. She's a Renaissance woman, and I'm happy to have her in studio with me this morning because she's also, I like to call her Optimistic, member of the Justice Gardens Avengers, the latest unpaid superheroes in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's taken me 3.5 years to get Miss Roll in studio with me this morning, and we're going to be playing some of her music to start the week off right. She has a show coming up this week I want to tell people about, and maybe she'll join me in some commentary around some of the news items we have this morning. So to get the show started, in honor of having Optimistic, that's Optimistic Girl, the best superhero in the whole superhero pack, I have to say good morning to Mr. Godfrey Pratt and Mr. Patrick Roll. These two men are superheroes. They bucked me on the road this morning in full misery. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of my villain origin story. And these two gentlemen bucked me on the road this morning. And in true Bahamian fashion, see, there's only one time when telling a woman to smile is okay. Mm-hmm. That's if you know she about to hit Baintown woman mode. And you have one last chance to calm her down before she blows a fire. Anyway, good morning, Godfrey Pratt and Patrick Roll. Also, little housekeeping for all my Hannah Hasty Tynes family members. For anybody who's trying to become a part of the family and you don't know how, the family reunion is quickly, rapidly approaching August 1st through 5th. That's August 1st through 5th. We're having a WhatsApp Zoom, we're having a Zoom meeting this week. So stay tuned to the HHT family reunion WhatsApp group for the latest Zoom link. Remember, the link will be posted in the WhatsApp group. Please, please, please be vigilant. There are people attempting to hijack the group. So remember, a Zoom link can be found in the WhatsApp group only. A good morning, Valene Roll, a.k.a. Vividly Val. Producer, play that track we opened with one more time. That is my personal superhero song, as I want to call myself Mama Misery.
Mama Misery.
That's my superhero name. Play it for my producer.
Tree, punk don't even grow on trees, so that mean you could never be like me.
Now, play it one more time. From the beginning, producer. The producer said, that's because
pumpkin mango don't grow on the same tree. Pumpkin mango but I'm growing the same tree. Same tree. Can't even grow on trees. So that me and you could never be like me.
So now, Val, where did this song come from, man?
That, and I've been asked that a few times, and I think it's like one of those things that just pops up in my head. We were leaving like a family. It's funny that you brought up like the family reunion. I think like our family went to, I can't even remember the restaurant, but we went out to eat. And for some reason, it just like those words just came to me. And then my little sister, shout out to Valia Roll, she just is, she'll just do whatever I say. So I just told her, this is what I, like, it literally happened on the spot. I never thought about it before. But it's just like, because somebody asked me, I think just 2 days ago, they said, what does it mean? I'm like, what do you mean, what does
it mean? Of course, what it means.
We're not on the same level. We're not equal. You know, this, you as a conch, or I might be a conch. Some days I do identify as a conch. But whether it's a conch or a mango, we grow differently. We live differently. We are different. And conch don't even grow on tree.
Right.
So stay in your lane. Do what you're doing. I can stay in my lane. I can do what I do.
See, I think I feel like this is also the modern version of Stop Liking Man. Remember tags on everything?
Yeah,
collage
tags
them
on
boys.
Everything.
He say, why? He say, if that is the case, somebody out there say, if that is the case, why they put mango and conch in the same salad?
So that's the thing. Everybody have different origins. We could end up mixed up together.
Yeah, but
just because we mix up together, don't mix it up.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now, the last question before we transition to another song and we talk about this upcoming event.
Okay.
Has any politician ever asked you if they could use this song as their theme song?
No, you know. And I feel like they should. I do question, like, for this, especially this independence, I said, maybe I should extend it, make it, you know, an actual song. But I'm still working on it. I missed the 50th. I missed 51. So maybe 52, I'll have it as a song. Maybe they'll want it then. Because I know it is still a short clipping. So maybe they'll come back.
All right.
You have a recommendation?
I do. I can tell you in the break. That may be my theme song.
Okay.
Because that may be the thing that's been stopping me from running. The right theme
that's,
song.
It's you making
Brandon.
Sense.
Okay, so now you have a big event coming up this week.
Yes. So Wednesday from 8 to 10, I'll be performing some covers, meaning I'll be singing other person's songs, as well as I'll be doing some original music at Bon Vivant. So Bon Vivant is located in Sandyport. And so, yeah, it's going to be a nice 2 hours of just, like, good music, good vibes. And this is my first time doing one of their live Music Wednesdays.
Okay.
So I just feel, like, super honored that I was, you know, reached out to do a show there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been begging Val. I've known Val for pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Like
five, 6 years.
5, 6 years.
She's a member of the spot. Came in, took the spot by storm. When we needed a revitalization, we needed young energy coming in, and she stepped right into the role. And when I found out that she's making music, I've been begging Val, I was begging Val for a couple years to share the music. But like a true artist, what Erica Badu say, they're sensitive about their work. Mm-hmm. And she, like a true artist, took the time, I think, to perfect what it is she was working on. So, producer, play the last song on the list, which is the first track that I heard you or saw you release.
Okay.
I think you're going to know what it is as soon as he plays.
Okay, let me hear it.
Here we go.
Fun times, sitting, turning the blurred lines. When me see me, I got right off his whole life. You better grip me by me, Kimba, and hold tight. I don't think he's really ready for the pressure. So I'ma give him something light. Yeah, I'ma give him something light. I can feel he's getting full of the pleasure. The appetizer, tranquilize ya. So I'ma give him something light. Yeah, I'ma give him something light tonight.
There you go, there you go. Something light.
Something light.
Not traditional Bahamian sound, but for me, it felt very authentic. It felt very you. I have a thing about Bahamian young, I wouldn't say younger, but Bahamian performers of all ages jumping genres and sometimes not quite getting the right fit. Like Bahamian Trey has jumped genres. He's taken a very Bahamian vocal style and applied it to reggae. And has just done phenomenally with it. Because it's authentically Bahamian, and it doesn't feel like he's forcing the words. And so what I liked about this track was it wasn't like traditional Bahamian, but it also felt authentic, like you weren't forcing yourself into a foreign sound.
And I appreciate that. I try, especially when I write, especially some of the newer music that I'm doing, even if it has a little bit of a Afrobeat sound or just like a worldly kind of tone to it, I like to make sure that my lyrics are, I guess, I don't know, they make sense to me as a Bahamian. So like I'll write something and I'll say, I ain't gonna lie, like in my music, because that's who I am, I'm Bahamian. So though I might be feeling a particular vibe or feeling, or like somebody sends me a track and I'm like, oh, I really like this track, I want to make sure that I, like you say, stay true to myself.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Producer, play track number 3 on the list for me. Coming right now. Producer, play track number 3 on the list for me right now. This one in particular is all Bahamian. It's not traditional Bahamian, but at the same time, it's all Bahamian. And I don't think I had a feeling like this since I heard Sketch, My Candidate.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This one is called Rush Out.
Yes.
Like I say, I hadn't felt what I felt with this song since Sketch My Candidate. And Sketch My Candidate was the first time I felt like an absolute vibrant Bahamian sound, like Junkanoo sound, was incorporated into sort of a popular music song, R&B song, without forcing it. Right?
And to me, like, I love Sketch. So to even hear that comparison, just like you can't see my blush, but maybe blush a little bit. And then to the producer of that track is also, well, of course, Bahamian. So Sherwood Rahman, he produced a lot.
Two Peas in a Pod, Sherwood Rahman?
Two Peas in a Pod.
That's what his production company, I think, was called.
Two Peas in a Pod?
Yeah.
Is it that Sherwood Rahman?
I did a show with him. I think that's the production company.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, well, and he does, with his music, because I know now he's making tracks. I can't pronounce how he has it, but it's rhyming spelled backwards now.
Okay.
But I'm making tracks now. And so once I heard it, I just knew, like, I wanted to do something on this. Like, I wanted to, like you say, bring that Bahamian sound to something that was fun, something you could consider mainstream, but still connects you just back to you, back to...
Right. I feel like if... if that song was played in a club or on the radio in the United States, mm-hmm. anybody who had ever visited the Bahamas, that song would automatically resonate with them. Mm-hmm. They'd know exactly where that song come from.
Yeah.
The memories would start popping back up yeah, in their mind, I like that. Right? Mm-hmm. And it is like curating an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You bring both the rake and scrape and the junk canoe
mm-hmm.
into the why, both sort of musically and lyrically,
mm-hmm.
to kind of remind people what it is we doing. And then it's a love song, right? But it's like a women's empowerment song, right? It's like a woman, like you telling the boy. Because the way that people form relationships, right? Like the woman identifies the man that she's interested in mm-hmm. and then gives him cues
mm-hmm.
that he should begin to pursue. Mm-hmm. Right, like she's not supposed to do the pursuing.
Yeah, but let them know it's safe to.
Right, mm-hmm. to pursue. And what I like about all of these songs, they feel like empowered young women finding their voice
mm-hmm.
in their sort of relationship space
mm-hmm.
and speaking to the audience,
mm-hmm.
but to the potential suitor and saying, this is what I'm looking for. This is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, are you ready for this?
Yeah, and I love that you got that sense because when I was a little bit younger, I think I did a project maybe 7 years ago. And I have that music on SoundCloud, so it isn't like as accessible as my new music that I'm making now. But the sound of that was very much like, you know, finding love, being a little bit timid. But now I think as I've grown up and stepped into my own womanhood, I realize, like, I don't got to stay behind. You know, I could open the store and say, hey, you. I like you. I don't like you. You could pursue. You can't. And I think that's who I am as a person. I've also developed very much into a person who will say how they feel, act on their truth, and just, you know, exist in that space.
Right. Because typically we hear those strong female voices in like Bahamian Rake and Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
The Blacker the Berry,
the Sweeter the Juice,
Therese Hepburn, mm-hmm. Mr. Bus Driver, mm-hmm. I Ain't Getting Off. Even now our younger artists, Nishi L.S., Loose Me, Let mm-hmm. Me Go, the command, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she sings that, and Mello D, Mama D, all these younger artists mm-hmm. come in, Take My Oath to the Billy Goat. There's this, you know, this sort of strength in the voice itself, in mm-hmm. the vocals itself. And in sort of more popular music, the female voice is softer.
Mm-hmm.
But your lyrics are full of confidence,
mm-hmm.
right? And which I really appreciate in the sound. Are you considering making focusing on full traditional Bahamian sound?
It is something that I do consider. So I have about 2 or 3 more songs to release that kind of finishes this, with Something Light that goes with a few other songs that I have. So I'm waiting to release them. But once I'm done with that kind of mini project, like an EP, I have been thinking about going a little bit straight into more of that Rake and Scrape vibe. Years ago, I was with a friend of mine. Her name is Ilsha McPhee, and she still does Rake and Scrape.
Ilsha McPhee,
mm-hmm.
winner of the Golden Jubilee Song Competition.
Yes.
The name of the song is
Bahamas. Bahamas Rise Up.
Bahamas Rise Up.
Bahamas Rise Up. I'm
gonna, Ilsha, I can find it and play it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Don't mind me and my political back and forth being the independent secretary. Don't mind that part. But yes, Ilsha McPhee is another one of those young mm-hmm. voice. Now, not brand new.
No, but young. Yeah. A fresh voice. And so years ago, we did the Carnival Music Makers Competition. And we submitted 2 songs. And both songs placed in the top 10 for that competition. And
okay.
we were under the name Jive. So it's our initials that kind of break down that name. And so from there, it was very much a different feel of performing music that had that calypso background to it that, you know, you perform it differently. The crowd even reacts to you a little bit differently. So I have been thinking about getting back into that, because that's kind of when I first started performing on a larger scale. And there's a different feeling when you perform, even like Rush Out. When I perform Rush Out, I'm a little bit more like loose and open versus the songs that I kind of just groove to. So I'm thinking about it.
All right. Absolutely. I got a lot more questions for you. I got to take a not a break, producer, not yet, but a couple of housekeeping notes that just came in for the Department of Environmental Health. Residents in Bird Court, that's Malcolm Road West between East Street and Blue Hill Road. It is the eighth corner on the left-hand side if you enter Malcolm Road West from Blue Hill Road. From last week, they've had an incident of dumping, and some individuals have dumped a massive amount of trash at the entrance to Bird Court. The residents of Bird Court are asking Department of Environmental Health Services to please come and assist in removing, because the waste does not belong to any of the residents of the immediate area that it was dumped in. So that's a message for Department of Environmental Health Services, the residents of Bird Court off Malcolm Road West. That's between East Street and Blue Hill Road, requesting your assistance in dealing with some illegal dumping. Now, Val, the news is hot today, right? And on this kind of day, talk show hosts would say, "Man Green, sometimes you got to tell your guests, you know, you got to postpone them because you got to stick on the news." But the news is so hot that I needed Optimistic Girl in studio with me today. I spent the weekend dealing with two crises. First of all is the heat wave that the Department of Meteorology announced earlier last week. But also, I live in the east, off the Eastern Road, and so I'm caught up in the current Eastern Road works that's taking place on Eastern Road between Blair and Johnson Road. And then suffered a series of power outages, plagued with surges, outages, and damaged appliances all weekend, right? And so it's hot to talk about BPL. When we, in the earlier days of the spot, they had acronyms for all, you know, all of the utilities, like BTC, BPL. We had our own acronyms for what they meant. I can't say them on the radio, but just know as how hot I am that I considered saying that they're BPL. I don't really want to focus on the fact that I had to repair a heater and I had to repair an AC unit, and the repairman came and put in a patch, you know, like when I can't fix it today.
It's a little something to hold it.
The weekend, but Monday, this could hold you till Monday. The BPL said, no, they shall not have cool air in their house. Mash them up again. And so I don't want to focus on that because many residents, particularly in my community, that it seems to be plagued with a larger infrastructural issue, which means that like we have the wrong voltages coming through our neighborhood. We plagued with outages all the time. I didn't want to focus on that. I wanted to focus on this one single idea. Wouldn't it be great if BPL would like send a notice via text message to their customers they know have been affected by outages saying it is now safe to turn the power back on? See, if you tell me, right, if I know that when there's an issue, like we were, what we call half power or browned out, or only one phase was on, I would turn my whole house off, right? That's what you're supposed to do when that happens. You turn your whole house off so you don't damage any equipment. And then you would send me a text when all of the repairs are completed to say it is now safe
to turn it back on,
right? Like, imagine if you did that, how much happier I would be as a resident who has to pay $1 billion and y'all still can't tell me that you're certain you fixed the problem yet. And that's why I'm glad to have Optimistic Girl in studio with me. Again, Optimistic Girl, I call her Optimistique, was a character from the Spot 242, Justice Garden's Avengers. You're not only a musician, you are a comedian and an actress. I want to make those two things sort of distinct and separate for a moment. Let's talk about the stage.
Okay, well, I feel like I've started, first of all, I agree with you. That tax could help so much. Because I know people who had to throw away TVs and all of those things, but trying to stay optimistic. So I started doing, I guess, stage work maybe professionally in the 12th grade. I started working with Ring Play Productions. That's the persons who... It's a company under the Dundas.
Right. Shakespeare in Paradise is a project of, I think, Ringplay Productions. Yes. Nicolette Bethel and Philip Burrows.
Philip Burrows, yes. Yeah. So Shakespeare in Paradise is a season that's actually coming up. They're doing, I believe, Hamlet as a Shakespearean play. Then there are Short Tales that features 10 short plays written by Bahamians. And so I started with them in grade 12. My sister, Valisha, she was in a production, and I just went with her to rehearsal. And some lady wasn't showing up to the rehearsals. I was like, y'all want me to read this? And I'm like 16. And I'm like, y'all want me to read this? Was that grade 11? Anyway, I was like, y'all want me to read this? And they're like, sure. And I read for the part. And Philip Burrows said, okay, you got that role. Felicia, you're going to take that next role. And that was it. And so that was like maybe 12 years ago that happened. So 15, 16, somewhere there. And since then, I've always been with them. They've been, like, very much mentors and me just learning and growing as an actress. But then, of course, I branched off and did things with Track Road Theater and just all of these other acting companies. And then, of course, my time at the Spot was my, I guess, first real integration into the improv world.
I don't believe that.
Yes.
Val walk on the stage like a natural.
So I feel like it's one thing when you have the gift, but then sometimes, like, if I know that I could knit, but I've never been asked to knit or never, you know, had to showcase my work, you know, you don't really show it like that. I feel like a lot of the things that I've done have been so scripted. Mm-hmm. So when I went into the Spot, it was a chance for me to show the gift that I had, you know? Mm-hmm.
Producer, play Baywa, the second track on the list. When I saw this video for this track, I was just like, I was so jealous because this video is what the Spot is made for. Mm-hmm. You got to check out the video for the song Bay Wah by Vividly Val. Producer, you ready? Come in right now. Okay. So, plays that you've been in. Mm-hmm. Let's start listening to them while the producer gets the track ready.
Oh, he said it.
Oh, you ready? Let's go then. Play the track. Y'all don't realize Bahamians just make dance music to it.
Do a little bit of everything. Do a little bit of everything. Wait, what?
So much I'm getting dizzy. Boy, I'm alive. You got me in my head like what? Got me in my head like what?
Now, have you seen the video for this track, right? The video is like 8 or 9 or maybe 10, 12 of your Grammy's closest friends on a jitney terrorizing Nassau Town.
Breaking it down.
They're all over New Providence. Now, why this song in particular is special to me is because outside of sort of the artistic world is in the governance space is this tension between the interests of tourism and the interests of the average Bahamian, right? And it's a big tension. And then when I hear this song and when I see the video, right, I see young Bahamians grappling with that tension because they're living the tension, right? In a slightly different way, but they are curating music for the space. It's like, hey, I'm a Bahamian. I want to live. I want to be all Bahamian. Y'all keep insisting that I'm a tourist ambassador. You keep insisting I work in tourism and my job is to appease and appeal to the tourists. Mm-hmm. So here is some music that allows me to be fully me, mm-hmm. but also is authentically Bahamian, mm-hmm. and it also invites the tourists to imagine themselves a part of the Bahamian experience, mm-hmm. right? And so I see young people, whether intentionally or unintentionally, whether consciously or unconsciously, curating small spaces that actually rise to the occasion, mm-hmm. right? Because that's a song, if people coming off the boat heard that, but then they hear Jitney and Baywa, mm-hmm. if we could entice the cruise port to actually have a screens so that they could see the music video mm-hmm. with the music as they're coming off the boat, as they're walking through the port, that song is as Global North as it is Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And it creates a bridge and instantly, not just is an experience, but it creates a space where tourists could imagine the potential beyond what they could, right? They couldn't imagine it on the boat. Mm-hmm. But on the port now.
Yeah, they get a glimpse.
Right, they get it. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, okay, oh, wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Y'all have bus rides in the daytime? Yeah. Because guess what? Now we do. Now we have the double decker. We have a double decker mm-hmm. tour bus. We got the open sided one level tour bus going on. Then we got mm-hmm. the traditional tour buses, the traditional jitney bus tour. Mm-hmm. And so they could actually, from watching that video, have a selection of bus tours they could mm-hmm. do, including a daytime party bus that's like a nighttime party, right? Mm-hmm. And so this song should be a part of the Ministry of Tourism's creative portfolio. They shouldn't just see it as something to play on the radio, but something to build an experience around. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. This is Diana. How you are doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
I'm enjoying this show immensely, discovering this artist. So, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And we can talk just a little bit more about her stage, because she hasn't gone through her, resume yet.
Okay.
Yes, you are in junk. Thank you very much, Diana.
Okay.
Absolutely. Were you in Junkanoo in Paradise?
Yeah, so Junkanoo in Paradise, we call it now like the Bahamian Broadway show. Mm-hmm. And so Junkanoo in Paradise is a show that runs at Atlantis. We have a matinee show on Wednesdays, and then that's at 12 o'clock. And then 8 o'clock, we have our shows on Saturday. And so Junkanoo in Paradise, for me, was the first time where I almost felt as if I was like a Broadway actress, like getting paid per show. Come on, I love it. You don't, unfortunately, our orange economy isn't exactly where it should be. So being able to get the opportunity from Aaron Knowles and Fred Ferguson and the Roots Junkanoo Family Group, for them putting this together to give artists and Junkanooers and dancers and mm-hmm. singers just a platform to showcase ourselves, and not just to the Bahamian people, but as well as the tourists, and to see this different, like you said, like this different brand, and kind of filling in that gap. Mm-hmm. Because there are some jokes that the Bahamians hoot at, and the tourists might not get it, but they realize it's funny. Mm-hmm. And now they take that away to say like, oh, what does I don't take lowness mean? You know, mm-hmm. that's a line in it that Bahamians laugh at, and the tourists like, huh, I guess that is funny.
And let me tell you something, there's a convenience store somewhere in Kansas right now where the people, They every opportunity mm-hmm. they get, they go to that convenience store because they waiting to hear that woman say, "You don't throw lowness at me."
Yeah,
you throw lowness at me. They waiting to hear that. They not mm-hmm. quite sure what it, they get a sense of what it means. They know it's exciting.
Yeah,
right. And so people take that culture with them.
Yes,
and
yes.
create new experiences for other people. And then when a Bahamian pops onto the scene, mm-hmm. and here's these foreigners throwing Bahamian slang around like they eat yellow grits and crab and dough, it then becomes another experience, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's, I know that is a big part of the like when we talk about people to people,
yes.
right? That's the idea, that it's the experiences that people have that promote the Bahamas.
And I think that we don't realize as Bahamians how what's the word I want to say? How our language and our culture, it's so easily digested to foreigners. Like we hear about Jamaicans and we see everybody wants to say Wagwan. But I briefly lived in Canada where I studied acting for voice TV and film. And so I would have a Canadian friend who would also, like, just randomly, he would break out in a Bahamian accent. And normally when Bahamians go abroad, they start to, you know, pick up the slang and the dialect. But he would, like, this is a white Canadian, but he would message me and say, where you is? And I'm like, excuse me?
It just rolls, right?
Yeah.
And I want you all young people to know, you hear all these young people talking about my boy,
mm-hmm.
my boy, right? In very urban New York, the five boroughs,
mm-hmm.
you hear that, my boy. And I am certain that my boy is a derivative of Mabai.
Mabai. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some Bahamian college students run hot. Right? Because what the Mabai does is it's like a warning.
Yes.
Like in the sport, you know, if I say Mabai five times, I done run hot and skid over. It's a warning signal, right? Mm-hmm. Mabai, Mabai. So whether you are an engaged bystander,
mm-hmm.
or you are an adult and mature bystander, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know something is about to happen.
Yeah.
And it's time to step in and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certain my boy is a derivative of Mabai, which is very Bahamian. Okay. Short Tales and Shakespeare in Paradise.
Yes.
How many productions have you been in so far?
Ooh, so over... I want to just say 12, just to like say 12 years. I want to say that I've maybe acted. I'm just going to say anywhere between 10 to 12 because I've worked with them like yearly.
Yes.
Since I started with them. And then I've also had the opportunity to direct with them. So we did a year of Bahamian Theater last year. And I was in a play at the beginning of the season. I was also in one in December right before it kicked in, as well as I directed one of the plays that we did. What was the name of it? Miss Ethel's Kitchen. It was a story about the infamous Bahamian death. Who wrote that? Oh, Lord. Now I can't remember who wrote it. But it was Miss Ethel's Kitchen, so it was talking about... I'm going to get my backing. But I've done... I want to say about 10 to 12 shows acting with them, as well as I've directed about maybe 5 pieces of work so far. And it was Sahari Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So it was about that case. And so...
You know, let me tell you what I like about, like, we at a political, a global political level, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Bahamas is a part of the world. Like, we have our own real-time espionage, and we are part of, like, global stories. Like, Blind Blake must have been in the service of the crown,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
mm-hmm.
the song Love, Love, Love Alone
mm-hmm.
caused King Edward to
leave his throne, yeah.
Right? Is so well-known.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I think that's a lie. Because King Edward left the throne because of his links to... Nazi Germany. That's
okay.
why he left.
Mm-hmm.
See, but Blind Blake, in service of the crown, say, don't watch nothing. We don't even have to talk about that. I can sing this song.
And that's
they can forget about that. It's love alone. See, and it's right in the words, he's telling us, forget that other news. It's love alone that caused King Edward to leave the throne.
And I think we started off the show, because it's so directly involved with the case, we started off the show playing that song. And I feel like just Pat Ramming was so, he was the writer of the play.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so knowledgeable about just, you know, everything that was going on. And to see him in a space of a writer, and of course he's a musician and an architect, but also to get that aspect of him that's a historian as well. It was, for me, a person that of course wasn't alive during the time with the Christies and all of those things, but to get a taste of it through the production, but also like having those one-on-one conversations with Patrick Ramming, like that's iconic. And that's the things that being in this theater world, it attaches you to history, attaches you to just these talented people that you would have probably never just had a one-on-one conversation with. So I was really appreciative for that experience because I felt like it was a history lesson, a literature lesson, all just wrapped up in one experience.
Because you're not going to find it in the history book in school, right? And it's Miss Ethel's Kitchen?
Miss Ethel's Kitchen, yeah.
So by Pat Ramming.
By Pat Ramming. And I just, if you ever just meet Mr. Ramming, he will have an ongoing conversation because there are certain things that he also withheld because it was very, it's a tricky case.
Yeah, and because it's real.
It's real.
It happened in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Bahamians lived this experience. Mm-hmm. To be going to a break, producer. Y'all, this is again, Baywa. Don't change your dial, but you got to see the video for this song. Most of all, you got to check, make sure your Grammy wasn't on the bus with these young people gallivanting through town. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Now I'm moving safer. Show me all your signs. Let me see you trying to escape, but he wanna ride. I tell him call it.
Every business is likely to encounter challenges when managing its workforce. Don't let human resources and payroll management be two of them. At TriBlock HR, our customer software easily keeps track of all employee salaries, leave pay, bonuses, gratuities, and all other payroll needs. Our HR management software is easy to operate and there's no staff complement too big or small. Allow your business to thrive using TriBlock HR. Contact us at 812-2195 or visit our website, triblockhr.com. TriBlock HR, effective HR and payroll software for all.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Hey, Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Wait, what make you think you could just pull up on me like this? Like, honestly, who you think you is, babe?
I can see that you tense, I'm thinking. If you text, I'll be relinking. So you're pulling up for drinks and hope nobody starts to swing in. I got news for you, it's been a few that's on my line.
for me, baby.
Let me tell you what you could do for me. The next time there's a global IT crisis, right? Let me tell you what you could do for me. The next time that the systems are down and ATMs are not working, what you could do for me is you could extend your Friday banking hours until 4:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So people who could not access money through the ATM on the weekend, those people who get paid weekly, those people who have to pay bills weekly, those people, what you're going to do is you're going to extend your internal banking hours until 4:30 to accommodate those people who, A, could not access money, and B, had no idea why. Mm-hmm. That's what you could do for me. I pray and I beg. I'm not going to complain. I know Brave didn't hit the switch. Like when the power, remember in 2013 when the power went off for like forever and somebody's like, just go push the plug back in. We know Brave isn't responsible for this one, right? But even in the face of global crises, there are measures that can be taken to accommodate the needs of local citizens. And one of those could have been extending bank hours on a Friday. And since you didn't know when the issue was going to clear itself up, you could have asked banks, you know, like, because you're the prime minister and you could do whatever you want, including operating the government, even though they don't gazette public disclosures on time since 2011, and even though it's only covered up to 2008. So, like that, you could do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a matter of trust. Did you just tell the banks, we're going to need you to extend your hours on Friday and be available to open on Saturday to accommodate those who desperately need these banking services, but due to circumstances out of everybody's control, could not. Mm-hmm. That's what we want. That's what we expect when we pay these fees. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning to your guests. Yeah, I'm okay for now, time and space. But listen, you know, for years I was talking about the totalized cashless paradigm that they seemingly intelligent people want to implement solely, right?
Yes.
And so now this is only a test run. So this is a warning to humanity amidst all this insanity. You don't have to listen to anybody, you know. But please have enough common sense to see what this is all about. Because for a species as intelligent as humans, we are collectively very stupid. Because we see the fallout of this, but yet still we're still embracing it. And people are pushing this narrative. I've had people come to me over the weekend. They wanted to borrow money. I heard some people talking about it. I wanted to send a message to you to find out if it was true, but I really didn't know. One of my friends told me that the debit cards were not even working at business establishments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't see this as biblical. It's cheap to take your brains from between your ears or smash your brains in because you don't have nothing in it. It's obvious where the world is headed, and people are being misled. So that's my new word for the day, misled. And that's, you know, it's sickening. You know, the human race should be more intelligent than this was green. I was on the radio talking about this for almost a decade now.
Yes, 52.
We're blind. And give thanks, man. It begs.
Blessings. I understand 52. I understand. Like, there are those of us who feel like we've been telling the future, like we're fortune tellers, simply because, not because we practice Obeah, but because, you know, we possess the spatial awareness and empathy and critical thinking skills to be able to sort of forecast the impact of current and past behavior on the present and on the future, right? Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of people are frustrated because the things that are unfolding right now, a lot of people have predicted it. A lot of people have said, hey, if we continue to do A and B, eventually we will see C.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we also though have to realize that those people who couldn't see it back then are caught up in the lived experience, right, of what it is. And so they still can't see it. They're in a state of crisis. And so we also have to continue to practice empathy when we are engaging with people in their frustration and in their sort of personal crises. Lots of things going down. I'm sure. Oh, we all at the end of our producer in the Newry Guardian Radio AM hour. We're going to talk a bit about Biden stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
I told Val I missed the spot so much right now. I missed the spot so much right now. You know how much skit we's going to have about, listen, it's an Olympic year, it's a U.S. presidential year.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine at the Olympics. It's a diving competition. And then all of a sudden, these boy them just dive in conk. And you thought Biden was going to be the winner.
Yeah.
But then you see, what the boy named, Wendell Jones, the ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary, he could dive conquer the UN. You thought Biden was just going to be the winner. Because he dive conk on the debate stage. Wendell Jones dive and conk at the UN. We would have won the Olympics in dive and conk. I missed the spot so much, Val. These people don't get it, right? Mm-hmm. But yes, this global IT crisis, another spot story. Mm-hmm. There was a security software update mm-hmm. that was like faulty. Or like maybe they put it in wrong, you know, when you put it in backwards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the mechanics say miss. I mean, yeah, the engine drop out, but it's only because I put the screw in backwards, you know. I mean, it's not like I mash up your car.
Yeah.
Don't mind the engine on the ground.
Don't mind that.
Here we are. I miss the spot so much. But yeah. Val, it's been a pleasure having you on and highlighting your, I would say, illustrious career. 12 years of acting. I know you've been a vibrant part of your church community and performing in that space as well. Years of making music and now from the spot to Improv Wives, mm-hmm. Keeping improv comedy alive in New Providence, working with SIP, Shakespeare in Paradise, mm-hmm. with Ringplay Productions, on the stage for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to know, when you hear people lobbying for a creative arts school and you're saying to yourself, is this where the resources are best spent? Trust me, we have hundreds and hundreds of talented Bahamians like Vividly Val, Valine Roll, who have been unable to maximize their talent, not because they're not enough, mm-hmm. but because we haven't created an environment or an infrastructure that can highlight, expose, and benefit from mm-hmm. all of this talent in the country. Producer, I don't know, play anyone. I like Honkin' Mango, but I say play Baywa or Body Ripe or Five Other Brothers. I think the empowerment song for the New Bahamas. The producer is going to take us out right now. Remember, HHT Family Reunion is coming up August 1st through 5th. Stay tuned to the Family Reunion WhatsApp group. There's still time to register for the whole reunion or for individual events. Department of Environmental Health Services, please. The residents of Bird Court need your attention and assistance. And yeah, BPL.
Do better.
Stop burning up my appliances, please. I'm begging you. I beg you. Please.
Please.
Y'all think just because we live in a bougie part of town, we could afford to buy 7 fridge a year. No, sir.
Body ready, body right. You know my body, but it's been a while. Body waves, never tired. My body's calling, come on, pick up the line. Nobody knows why you're shy. But you and body, you should take my pride. Come here, buddy, I won't bite. Mr. Busybody, I need you to take your time. I see you hesitating, but for me, boy, this is no thing. Gotta love the feeling of connecting with an old fling. Pardon my approach, but the persuasion got you roped in. If you say that you're not really tempted, then you're joking. If you ponder too much longer on this offer, it may flee. I know our past is pushing you to say this shouldn't be. But risks are meant to be taken, so come take it with me. I just wanna buy.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.